Moonbase Theta out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast. Season 4, Episode 2, Read from the Beginning.
That was at the end of my tour, sitting beside a broken-down rover just beyond the reach of Base Ada. The granola wound up at the bottom of the Theophilus crater, adding my own personal entry to that list of human-made items that have been left or abandoned on the surface of the moon. Who knows? Maybe one day they'll recover it for that museum on Base Epsilon, which would be quite the adventure since, well, that's where the granola came from to start with. Maybe, if any of those bases are ever reactivated or explored. And that's this week's installment of My Time on the Moon with Barnett Bell.
Thank you, Barnett. Sounds like they should put the moon on one of the NYC trash routes.
It couldn't hurt.
And that's it for our broadcast this evening. We're sending all of the best from the planet-wide media team to our listeners. Good night and good news.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Van 3 is here. Everyone, grab the hampers marked for van 3.
Bad enough I have to make this stuff. Now I'm hauling it
the
around.
The vegan kofta. I've got it marked.
Thank you. Just set that here, on the edge. Now, girls, we've been through this. No dogs in the van.
They followed me over. None of us could resist the smell of food.
Nashua.
Hey there. I'll take that.
Wait, that's the vegan...
You don't have to help. We've got this.
Oh, no. I'm not gonna watch you work. Or miss a chance at the leftovers. Cass, pull. Elio's right. Go on. Go find your friends.
Have they been playing nice? They forget how big they are sometimes.
You don't have to tell me. They've knocked me down a time or two. Here. Ugh. But, of course, not on purpose.
Now, let me go get the next cart.
Where is this load headed?
I'm not sure.
Hey, who's up there?
Evening, Nashua.
Zane, I should have known you'd be hiding out from hard work.
That's not fair.
Where are you heading?
To the camps out on the coast.
Ah, they got the traffic moving again, huh?
I can make it most of the way.
That's something. Maybe we'll get people back soon.
I think this is the last hot hamper. I'm not saying I don't understand your position, but...
My position is 400 clicks from Gaza. Your bots were supposed to do something about that.
I've been a little busy keeping the bunkers from flooding. You know I understood that.
Elena. Can you... McCain, sorry.
Sure, whatever.
Elena, you're back.
Missed me? Careful, I'm not at my cleanest.
It's been forever.
It's good to see you both again.
I won't be here long. I don't know about this one.
If you're going back, I'm going back.
I wouldn't mind a night in a real bed first.
I think we can accommodate you.
Excuse me, I need to get to the van and
oh, you're... wow! Nima, fresh food.
What? This stuff is for...
Citrus sinensis, Vitus vanifuro, Punica granatum.
Zaman mishakle bandoro.
Elio!
This is what the food is for. Bring those cartons from the bottom.
Neshwa. We've got to have more people on the coast.
Oh, Caps.
We're doing everything we can.
Chara.
I'm reaching out to some other groups. You'll have to be patient.
I've heard that too many times.
It's really rough out there. They've got unlimited resources to keep throwing at us. We don't.
Every night when things die down, she's out there, stripping the losing bots for parts.
That doesn't sound the safest.
It's night.
And they're bots.
What matters is we need more help. We were supposed to have a safe crossing by now, so we can focus on the Jerusalem enclave. We can't even hold our ground.
We're still with you. These vans are headed that way with fresh supplies.
We need people, not just food.
Why can't I do something like that?
You've got work already.
I can help you. I can program a bot.
We've got it under control.
I know things. I could show you. I could teach you.
You could teach me.
It's okay. We're just going to take care of these cars.
But I could be doing more than this. You need me.
They don't even know you. Do you know how many refugees turn out to be corporate agents?
It's been months. At this point, I might as well be...
What? You might as well be what?
I thought I was going to be helping with...
You're lucky they even let you in.
Nima, I understand your concerns. Can we talk about this later on?
Sure. I'm just trying to help. I'll take these carts back inside.
I'm sorry.
Someone needs to put them in their place. They all want to be the chosen one.
Cass, Paul... Hello, hello. It's good to see you, too.
All right, I've got things to do.
What adventures have you two been having?
What they said. We don't all feel that way.
I do understand. But Nima is right, too. It's important to recognize your place in a movement.
It does feel like most of us are being kept on the edges.
With so many people coming in from every freehold after Zero Day, it's not such a surprise.
And so much fresh attention from the corporations was a part of that. We could see things were in motion, but we didn't know how much would fall on us. We're still reconnecting with our networks and trying to evaluate. And we're revising plans.
Doesn't that mean you'd need more help? I mean, if you trust us.
Do you trust us?
Of course we do.
I trust you.
Then trust that this is where we need you. We need the work you're doing. We need you in this place.
I know it's not the way Mati Sera ran things.
It's hard to keep folks together without them.
I wish we'd had the chance to meet, even though I'm not much for religion.
Neither were they. Elio, they'd be proud.
You're doing good.
It just feels a little bit like... I know this is your place. I mean, actually your place. You took us in. But aren't we all fighting together? I mean, not fighting. Gardening and making meals. But still, together. I'm not sure how to say any of this.
Good girl, Cass. We are fighting together, and gardening, and making food together. But you need to understand, to take the time to understand, what it means to be a part of the movement, our movement. Look, I'm sure that grates to hear. Our movement. We do have the same enemy. But here, where this stand will be made, this place was always ours. This fight has been ours for so long that it's in our bones, in our soil. You've joined us late into the story. You'd have to read from the beginning to understand. And even then, you would only have read it.
Does that mean that we can't help? Any more than we are now, I mean.
Why do you need it to be more? There will be more. For all of us. Oh, but for now, someone wants her dinner. Ooh. And she's not the only one. All that food you loaded, there's got to be more waiting inside. I'm sure Nima's already found it.
I'm sure. Ilio?
Come on, girls.
Elena, we're definitely going to talk later as well.
Oh, don't give me that look.
Keeping yourself in one piece is important to the revolution.
Our program is brought to you by Planetwide Media, broadcasting everywhere on Earth and across the moon. Brownstein Heritage is our spotlight sponsor for this broadcast. Brownstein, back from the past. Our revised History of the Conglomerate version 2, rewriting the previous version in all media.
We've got 6.5 days. The only large transport was at Epsilon. They woke up the quartermaster, Valentin Narvaez, to coordinate. And Michelle sent over a crew list?
Most of Armand and crew was headed over, and a couple of general techs. Zhang needs the help working on the comms towers. We're gonna need the room with all those new science bros headed our way.
Oh, dear. I trust you will not call them science bros when they arrive.
I've authorized a half dozen transfers from the list provided by Officer Langlois.
What about
Edwin? I cannot select personnel who have not yet been revived. What I can do is add my name and considerable cachet to your previous request and submit that for the next exchange. Just hold your metaphorical horses.
Hold your tardigrades.
Right. So that's a half dozen science personnel to base Theta, and we're sending off 3 from mining, 2 techs. Zhang asked for someone with comms experience. Roger?
No.
No, for sure. I didn't mean... I just thought you had that assistant for a while. Rhesus, or Resolve, or...
No. No again.
Rizal. Any Rizal.
He's bad news.
Alright. Alright. We'll leave it for now.
Work to be done. Work.
You should have seen what he did to my files, or didn't do to my files when I asked.
Alright, I believe I'm done. There's nothing here I couldn't solve with a well-drafted memo. You have my crew notes, my supply requests, and our secondary workspace is now ready for occupancy. Personally, I've been working on a new Tolkien-inspired fiction where some of you have been incorporated as party members. I'll be in my observatory. Dr. Just appears as a dwarf. Roger is Samwise Gamgee. And no, you cannot ever read it. Jackson, I'll see you after dinner.
And off Z goes to Isengard.
But Sam?
Sorry, I know who Z's guest is, Frodo.
And?
I can't say. Z would kill me.
That's all for personnel, until Officer Langlois approves the next list.
Who thought there'd be a Langlois worse than ours?
Oh, one more, I guess, personnel thing, I guess. Addy?
That's the one I brought in from the...
The rocket.
Adlai. Former resident of the Patrick Free Zone. No last name listed. Like you, Wilder.
Great. We must be related.
They're up and around. Has, anyone talked to them?
Pacey, I'm sure.
The notes they brought from Elena. I'm sure they made sense to Nessa, but I'm...
Some of that stuff about power conservation? I was all like, what?
It's all too... I thought someone who was there for her presentations might help.
Are they
You know, with us.
Where else can they go?
You know what I mean, Code Monkey.
You know what I mean, meatbag.
Maybe someone ought to talk to them.
No time like this time. Let's go. I mean, if you want to talk, just call my name. Eddie, right on cue, at your service.
Oh, well, hi there.
Adlai. Eddie.
I was kind of passing by outside. Okay. Passing super slow, but turns out I was right on time. I'm with you, fam. Here to help any way I can. That's why I took the trip.
Thank you, for coming. I can show you in the notes where I...
We all appreciate you taking that trip.
Uh-huh.
Some of the data Elena provided, I can bring up the...
I mean, it was obviously, you know, awfully dangerous.
A lot less than fun. Hey, Roger, if you need to hear about it...
No, it's all not good, obviously, but you told your story. Everyone heard it.
Amige, I'm sorry.
You said that, too.
That's kind of the thing, I guess. We know the story. We don't know you. We need to pick your brain.
It's funny. It's what Doc Pacey told me.
Medic.
Actually...
Only, Z said I need to do it, you know? Pick my brain from the outside. Get all the puzzle pieces lined back up. That's what I recorded. Sent you folks. Listened to myself a few dozen times down in Med Bay. The events are real. Not even the names have been changed. But none of that catches the way it felt. Right? When everything went sideways. All at once. For real, sideways. And Payload was shouting. And the place was shaking to pieces around us, and Alex in the background reading off numbers. Well, you couldn't see outside, but you could feel the ground getting closer. You had to be there, feeling it. Me cague del susto, tell you the truth. I won't be wearing that suit again. But, you know, I made it. I'm always gonna have to be happy for that. Right? I love Alex. I've been a fan since the glory days.
Me too.
And Payload was a dork times infinity, but... I'm just... here to help. Anything I can do.
If I can go through the notes, Elena's notes, with you, I...
Sure, but while I'm telling too much truth, I never understood most of what she was talking about.
Oh.
I'm not one of the big brain types. I'm better at telling stories, making connections, you know. People skills.
Those are useful talents.
We'll find something for you. Settle in and don't be shy about the muffins. Jackson?
They're raspberry. There's soy, if that's a problem.
I meant the agenda.
The agenda. Personnel, reassignments, the new lab space, Elena's notes, Addie...
I'm gonna take a look. You never know.
Wilder. Then it's you again. Your trip.
I heard that. I'm about ready. Things be easier if Zhang weren't lollygagging his way across the near side, but we're sorting out getting my tasks covered. Anywho, tasks will be covered, supplies are stowed, my route is locked in.
What about communications?
Thank you, friend. I almost forgot. I've been looking into that. They never ran towers up that way. I'm not sure how the Gamma folks handled things when they did repairs from their side.
They did have a full team for backup.
Of course. Well, alternatives.
We don't have enough cable to run a hard line as I go, or the equipment or time to set up repeaters. Roger.
Huh?
I know you got that transmitter from a Dr. Day, and everyone's still trying to crack the satellite network. Any chance you could sort out something satisfactory?
Right. They're both big problems. I've been banging my head against them for months now.
Just when you can. If you can. I'm heading out regardless.
Wilder.
It's the truth.
I could use another pair of hands, or ears, eyes. Another head to bang when mine's busy. Addie, what do you say?
What does who say? Roger, you mean me?
You're here. You said you'd chip in, and communication is obviously one of your things.
I don't know if I'm really...
I could really, really use the help.
Of course, Amike. Anything I can do.
Communications was the last item. So, I guess we're adjourned? Push in your chairs. Dishes in the sink.
You know where the comms cubicle is, right?
Sure.
Work to be done. Work to be done. Post that notes file to our intra. Tag it for general review. Do the Shuini my notes on their Lord of the Rings fanfic.
I appreciate the effort you put into synthesizing a sigh just for me.
I'm just worried, Wilder.
I know.
I didn't know I could worry until recently.
You sure? Seems to me that you always have.
Perhaps I should speak to Dr. Pacey myself.
Might be worth trying. For now, I'm gonna lock myself in the workshop with some soda pop and crank up a pocket cast. Something not at all to do with space. You wanna come?
Oh, really? Really? Oh, yes, please.
Today's episode featured Danielle Ellett, Evan Tess Murray, Lehman Kessler, Cole Burkhart, Jen Ponton, Tina Daniels, Journey LaFond, David S. Deer, Toe Zaman, Becca Marcus, Serena Rahal, Tom Zlatni, Tal Manier, Dahlia Ramahi, Leslie Gideon, and Jason Dania. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chakowski. Looking for more great audio fiction? If you're into queer, dark, paranormal stories, try out Care and Feeding of Werewolves. But make sure you're nice to Julia.
Our executive producers are Sarah Mueller and Becca B. And our associate producers are Marty Chidorek, June Madeley, Timothy Legrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. Today's special shout-out is Annabelle Chadwick. Thank you guys so much for your support and helping and trusting us to bring this story to life. We love what we've done with it, and we can't wait for you guys to hear all the work the cast and crew has put in. And we hope you love it as much as we do.
And speaking of your support, everything helps, from leaving us a great review and subscribing on your podcast app of choice to sharing your feelings with us on Twitter and telling your friends about our show. For behind-the-scenes updates and early access to every episode, we would love to have you join us on Patreon. Visit us at monkeymanproductions.com to learn more, and to visit our store if you need an ensoyment sticker or a t-shirt featuring your favorite doggos. But beyond all of that, we are so glad that you're listening and sharing in this story with us. Thank you. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay.
In a dangerous new world.
While we can see the helicopters coming in, it looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
Just go.
I'm Myrna.
Grand Chicken.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
to Bill.
I need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh my god.
Wow. We'll look for him.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't, no.
Facing Fate, Black Knight. Available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
A Dumb Dragons production.